Tom Nauer in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, from the verbiage you used in the postgame Wednesday night, it quote-unquote spiraled out of control. It's a helpless feeling, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I just thought, again, that you know we had way too many penalties. We played well. I mean, we actually 5-on-5 showed, so we played very well. The guys did what we wanted them to do, but you're not going to be in the box for 8 or 9 minutes, and that's taking a lot of 5-on-5 play away from you, and it's just going to be hard. You're going to stub your toe, and that's what happened.
I don't recall very many nights where you've had to kill off 9.
No.
It's certainly rare. I don't know how else to ask this other than what happened.
I don't know. I mean, Schultz, who knows? You can't put a finger on it. I mean, like tripping penalties. I think we had 3 tripping penalties. And so, again, who knows? It's just one of those days that they called everything. That, you know what? And I can't sit there. I looked at the calls afterwards, and I couldn't really argue with them. Too many men when we, you know what, we had already when we were shorthanded because we cheated a little bit, and 3 trippings. And I couldn't really not fault the officials because they kind of were penalties. Now, can you swallow the whistle every now and then on some of these that aren't that big a deal because you know that the refs are the coach on the other bench isn't going to go crazy? And quite honestly, do you think that they didn't commit any crimes and they only had 2 crimes and those were the only 2 power plays we had? So those are the things that I question afterwards. But at the end of the day, the calls that we had on us, we deserved. And then obviously the little party at the end of the period, third period too, didn't sit very well in my mouth either.
Northern and Lake State seemed like they just wanted to hit everything that moved when they played against you guys. Did you sense that a little? Because Biss kind of did, and if so, is that kind of a blueprint for how to play you guys going forward?
Well, I think it's a good blueprint to play anybody. If you can add a physical element, that's great. There's just a lot of teams this day and age that don't add a physical element because you can't. It's just hard. It's hard to maintain. It's really hard to maintain that type of effort if you want to be physical over 120 minutes. It's virtually impossible, and the game's not geared that way anymore. So they might have wanted to do that, but if we would have had – I mean, we also had 36 shots on goal, and, 31 of them were 5-on-5. And if we would have had the penalties, it would have been 40, 41, 42 shots. So you can do that all you want, but you're gonna pay – again, maybe the goalie will play well, but you're going to pay because you can't maintain that kind of pace and you can't maintain physicality.
Home ice is always one of the first goals that players always, let us under the hood a little bit and say, yeah, we want home ice. It's one of the first things they say. Does it make it any easier coming into the last weekend knowing that you control your own destiny and you don't have to hope for some help?
Absolutely, Schultz. I think you always want to control your own destiny, and it's in your hands, and take care of business.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, 2 teams made it through their league games without a COVID stop. Bowling Green and Northern, only 2 teams that aren't playing this weekend. Bowling Green's the only team that made it the entire season without missing a game. Take your fans under the hood a little bit here. What are some of the written and, heck, even unwritten rules that your players had to abide by to get us to this point?
Well, you just got to watch what you. I think it's just watch where you go is probably the biggest thing, Schultz. You got to maintain a bubble. You got to be in your own little bubble, your own little group. And I think if you do that, and if you adhere to it, you're going to be fine. If you don't, you just never know what's going to happen.
You haven't had a positive case since mid-fall. How proud are you of your guys that they did everything they were asked to do?
Well, yeah, exactly. It's great, but it's also this has been a tough 1 year, and it's been a tough 3-4 months to say proud and things like that. I mean, these guys, I look at it opposite. These guys have made an unbelievable sacrifice. And people, these athletes today, through this whole COVID 4 or 5 months, there's a commitment level that's extremely high, and it's not easy. I mean, how many people can sit there and basically go home every night, stay with the same people, not do anything? I mean, so I look at it as just what a commitment level it is, and that's what you have to do if you want to probably keep playing, and it's not easy.
On to Huntsville. Boy, they are young. Their last game against Bowling Green, they dressed 9 freshmen, 3 sophomores, 5 juniors, and 2 seniors. With that young of a group, you're hoping that they get better as you've watched them throughout the year, have they?
Yeah, they are. I mean, they're well coached, boy. I mean, they play the right way. They're not gonna beat themselves. They're gonna manage the puck. They're gonna pressure the puck, and they're gonna play good defense. And they got a good goalie, and they play the game the right way. And Westy makes sure they do that.
Normally, a team that's that young with a new coach, you know, you might have a little apprehension going into the weekend of what the heck are they going to do. How much does the fact that you know Lance and you've known him for 20-some years help ease that a little bit?
Well, I know what eases me. He's not playing the game, so I don't know.
Right, but you kind of know what his philosophies are and how he's going to try to play the game.
Well, yeah, but again, I don't know if – yeah, I mean, I do know that, but I also have watched their team all year, and they're a team that, again, not – again, saying the same thing I probably said 3 seconds ago. They're just they don't beat themselves, boy, and they're not easy to play against.
They haven't scored a ton. As you've watched them, do they look like a team that has the capabilities of being able to score a bunch?
Well, for sure. I mean, exactly. And I mean, they got some good scores, but they're young and their power play is pretty good. I mean, so again, Schultze, every game I coach, I'm nervous. So. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm concerned, and I hope our frame of mind is good, and I think it is.
With the long history between the Beavers and the Chargers, I know a lot of your fans would love to see them land in the same conference as you guys, keep that rivalry going, or just heck to land in a conference. Has their fundraising efforts and anything that you know their talk of an on-campus rink? Do you know if that's you know the blueprint forward for them of getting into a league, any league on the road?